Hi, I'm Kat.
And I'm Emma.
If you love the Dead Parent Club podcast, you can help support its future using the Acast supporter feature.
Now, it's up to you how much you give, and there is no regular commitment. So if you can and you want to, please do hit the link in the show description to support now. Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, welcome to the Dead Parent Club podcast, a community of like-minded young adults who are all grieving a similar loss. I'm Catherine Hooker, and I speak with inspirational people from all over the world whose lives have been impacted from losing a parent at a young age. In this podcast, our guests will tell their own grief story, discussing how their losses have impacted their lives and the path they have found themselves on. We laugh, we cry, but together we've come to realise that we are far from alone in our own grief journeys. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this year's Christmas special episode. Now, usually at this point, I would start my podcast episode by saying, I hope you're all well. But this year, that doesn't seem right to say, because I think more than anything this year, we're really struggling. For various different reasons. Grieving at Christmas in itself is a huge challenge. After the year that we've had, I think we already had quite high expectations for this Christmas with regards to it being a time for seeing friends, seeing extended family. And even though it is difficult, kind of those kind of exciting kind of Christmas feelings can sometimes put a bit of a plaster on things, especially when you're so busy all the time and socialising. But this year, obviously due to COVID, that has been taken from us. And rightly so, because this disease is killing people all over the world and it's terrifying. But I think more than anything right now, we're feeling very isolated, and the crutches that we would usually lean on to help us through our grief at difficult times such as these have been robbed from us, and we found ourselves in these really weird situations that we're not used to. It's just such a strange time for everybody. So I'm not going to say I hope you're all well, but I will say that remember that this is temporary. However you're feeling right now, it's temporary. Grief is an everlasting companion, but it does come with highs and lows. And even if life feels unbelievably difficult right now and it feels like you're facing just a brick wall in front of you and you don't know how you're going to climb up it, please know that, like, one by one, bricks on that wall will fall. And there is so much happiness to be had as well. And I think we're all just praying that things might get a little bit easier in the new year. But yeah, I just want you to know that however you're feeling right now, it's completely valid. And you're definitely not alone. The people around you might not understand exactly how you're feeling right now, but there is a huge community of us that do. I mean, for me, I'm struggling more than ever with the feelings that I'm kind of drowning in my grief right now, and the people around me aren't paying any attention, and it feels like I'm living my life as like a performance. But I know that the depths of what I'm feeling right now are only temporary, and grief is a real roller coaster. So all I'm praying for this Christmas is a few moments of quiet to think about my mum, and a handful of laughs, and some, hopefully some really happy moments wherever I can find them, and I'm wishing the same for all of you. So with that said, I am hoping that the messages that I'm about to share with you will bring a little bit of light to your day. The aim of this podcast, the whole podcast from the very beginning, has always been to show people that there is happiness in grief, that the two can live side by side, and that even when you're feeling your absolute worst and you're just struggling to see any kind of future, there are people that have been in the same situation as you that have achieved so many amazing things, or that have lived so many beautiful moments despite losing their parents. And I think it's those kind of stories that we really need to hang on to at this time. So without further ado, I'm going to read some messages and emails that I have received from our fellow members in the grief community. Some of them are sharing their kind of favourite thing or their favourite memory of their parent. All of them share something that happened to them this year that they're proud of, that they're happy for, that they're grateful for, and that they wish that they could share with their parent. But instead, we're sharing it with all of you. So to all of the podcast's lovely listeners, let's celebrate these beautiful moments together. And I'm sure you've all had moments of your own too. So to start with, we've got Pretty McGarry. Now, Pretty is an amazing member of the DPC community. He's super active. He is always so just lovely and enthusiastic, and he always cheers me on, and I can't thank you enough, Priyati, for how often you get involved in all of this and for being so kind about the podcast. So I'll share his message with you now. My dad's name is Para Singh, and my favourite thing about him is he was a massive cricket fan, and we would always go to the park and have a great time, even though I wasn't very coordinated. And he had an axing skill at guessing the scores of football games and getting them right, but he never placed a bet in his life. A moment that I wish you were here to share is when I collected my GCSE results after not actually having to do them, but still passed, and now I'm furthering my education. The best moment that I wish you were here for is tomorrow, the 11th of December, my birthday. I'm finally able to drive. When you qualified as a driving instructor, you always said you would teach me how to drive. Friday is my first driving lesson, and I wish you would have been here to witness that. So I hope that your first driving lesson went well, Pretty. That's amazing. And I'm sure your dad will be unbelievably proud that you had your first lesson and that you did so well in your GCSEs. Okay, so now we have Tiffany. Tiffany emailed me and said, my mother's name was Lynn. She died May 12th, 2019. This was Mother's Day where I live. My favourite thing about Mum was her spunk. She told it like it is. She did not care about ruffling feathers sometimes. She had a direct approach that got things done. She kept me focused on the path ahead and to keep going. Losing her caused me to completely derail. When she died, I fell apart. My world stopped, and the one person I knew who could fix me was no longer there. I gave up everything, and I don't remember how long I stayed in bed for. It feels like months. I don't know why I did this one day, but I signed up for school. I was 43 years old, suffering enormous grief, and suddenly about to become a student to learn accounting. I do not think we fully understand how lost we feel in grief. I was a ghostwriter most of my life, so this was a huge decision for me. I want to tell my mum that I did it. I graduated. Your daughter is now an accountant. I hate not having her with me to share the news. I just hope she's proud of me. I cannot even type that without my eyes welling up with tears. I can only thank Mum for being so strong for me my entire life. I know she helped me get through this, and I miss her so much. Honestly, Tiffany, that's amazing. I think it's incredible how even when you've gone through something so awful, like, we're so resilient. Like, I think it's amazing how resilient we are as people. Like, that's one thing that I've learned from doing these podcasts, is hearing these stories about people that go through something so awful and they just make these like crazy decisions that turn their life around completely. And I just think, you know, if losing your mum has taken you on a better path in your life, and we would always have it the other way around, we would always have our parent, but how amazing that the strength that she has given you growing up has made you able to do that. So congratulations on graduating. That is amazing. Next, we have an email from Rachel, whose dad, Ken Durbin, died today, 2 years ago, just past his 60th birthday. So that would have been this December when Rachel emailed me. My favourite thing about my dad was how sentimental he was, especially as most dads aren't, and he grew up in a small, rough town in New Zealand. He wasn't afraid to be in touch with his emotional side and express his feelings of love when it came to us kids. You know those cards with a million words on them of soppy sentimental crap? That was him. I would get a message on my birthday every year about the time and place I came into the world, and then this big speech about how amazing I was. He was very emotional, sentimental and sensitive when it came to his kids, and how lucky was I to have that. This year, I wish he walked me down the aisle and gave me away to my best friend, Scotty, and I wished he partied the night away on the dance floor with us. I absolutely love that your dad was that kind of man. What a treat to have had all those amazing comments and messages and stuff from him. You must feel super blessed to have them. I hope you've still got them. And congratulations on getting married this year. I've got no doubt that you will have taken him with you. Like, I know it sounds so cliche to say, but in spirit, there's no way that we can get through days like that without kind of thinking about our parents a lot. And I bet you had so many like, oh, my dad would have loved this moment. So yeah, that's beautiful. And thank you so much for sharing. Okay, Nell, thank you so much for emailing, Nell. Mel said, hi, my mum's name was Becky and she died last year from a brain tumour on my wedding day. She was the most caring person and gave up her career to care for my two disabled brothers. In September, I got pregnant and I wish she could be here. She'd be so excited. She absolutely adored babies and this would be her first grandchild. And I'd be telling her to stop with the baby advice already and she probably would have bought little one an entire wardrobe already. Now, I'm so sorry about your mum passing away last year and on your wedding day. I can only imagine how difficult that was, but congratulations on your pregnancy. I hope it's going well. And I hope that you have aunties or friends or cousins that are just bombarding you with all that baby advice too. I think being pregnant and getting married and stuff when we've lost our mums is a really kind of scary thing to go through. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing. Okay, next we have Olivia. Hey, here's my special moment from this year that I would have loved to have shared with my dad. My dad's name is Jeff, and my favourite thing about him was how loving and caring he was, and his distinct laugh that I can still hear when I think about it. I'm exactly the same with my mum. Like, my mum had this ridiculous laugh, and I can always hear it in my head, and it makes me smile. The special moment from this year that I wish I could have shared with my dad would be getting my master's in law. I worked so hard and I am proud of myself. I know that he would be ever more proud of me. COVID has meant that I haven't been able to have my graduation yet, but when it comes, I know it will be an emotional day, but I take comfort in knowing he'll be watching over me and smiling. Oh, Olivia, thank you and congratulations. That's amazing. I bet he will be so unbelievably proud of you. I know that kind of graduating when you've lost a parent is really hard. It's like one of the first big milestones that we have. But snaps to you for doing it. And I bet you are so chuffed with yourself as well. And I hope that when you do get to have your graduation, that it's a beautiful day. Emily. My mum's name was Martina. She died 2 years ago of stomach cancer at 47. And my favourite thing about her was her love of books and her cheeky smile when she knew she was in the right. I swear, like, all mums are like this. Like, they're always right. My life changed so much this year, not only because of the pandemic, but also because I moved back to my hometown, started a new job and adopted two cats. And I just know how much she would have loved stopping by at my new place to drink a cuppa and cuddle with the kittens. That's it. That's the most beautiful and painful thought of the year. Take care and happy holidays for you. Much of love from Germany. Martina, I completely get how you're feeling. Kind of moving into a new place and not having your parent there to share that with you is huge. And like, I always sit and imagine my mum like sitting on the sofa with me and having a cup of tea, just like you. And I imagine how like proud she would have been and how much she would have loved it. And I don't know, I guess if you're feeling anything like me, you feel quite, you know, kind of a bit bitter that's been taken away from you. But you should be so proud that this year has been so huge for you, despite the pandemic and despite the loss of your mum. You've kind of managed to create this little life for yourself, and I think that's amazing. And also love that you said much of love from Germany, because I love hearing where people are contacting me from, and that's amazing, so thank you.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and t-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, next we have Holly. Hi. I lost my dad, Alex, in September last year, right as I was starting my last year at sixth form. My favourite thing about my dad was his humour. It is one of the things we shared. I've had a lot of milestones this year without my dad. I finished sixth form with AAB, which I was so surprised to achieve after the rough time I had, and got an unconditional offer to my uni of choice. As I'm sitting writing this, I've just submitted my final of five assignments and have now finished my first semester at uni. I really wish I could have shared my achievements this year with my dad, and I would have had so many fun history facts to tell him and successes to share. I wish everyone else in the DBC a Merry Christmas, and I hope you all find a way to make the end of this shitty year as good as it can be. Snaps to you, Holly, for getting through sixth form after you lost your dad. I know how difficult that can be. And also getting AAB, you absolutely smashed that. That's amazing. And university is so difficult when you've lost a parent, and especially when you're kind of meeting new people, introducing yourself, and you kind of don't know when to share the news that one of your parents is dead, because it's actually a really big deal. But yeah, it's amazing that you're at uni and you're doing so well, and nice shout out to everybody else in the DPC as well. I'm sure that we all appreciate it, because it definitely is a merry shitmas this year. Okay, we have Kat. Same name as me. Kat emailed in and said, Arturo is my wonderful dad. My absolute favourite thing about him was when he danced. He wasn't the greatest dancer, he wouldn't mind me saying that, but he loved it so much. There was always a smile on his face when he was having a boogie. When he was still mobile, he even learnt how to floss. Seeing videos of him dancing with his beaming smile and hearing his laugh just makes my heart so happy every time. Something that Dad just missed from this year was when me and my partner got our rescue dog, Kevin. Throughout Dad's illness, can I just say I love the name Kevin, that's amazing. Throughout Dad's illness, we ended up going to meet a few rescue dogs, but they just weren't right for us in one way or another. As the months went on, Dad stayed in bed more, but after each dog meeting, he'd say, maybe when you do get one, I can walk him when I'm in my wheelchair. He knew how much we had wanted one. I'd asked for a dog every year when I still lived with them, and it was lovely to hear he wanted to be involved. Dad then passed, and getting a dog was the last thing on our minds. We had his funeral on a Wednesday and got a random call from a rescue centre we'd applied to about 3 months beforehand to come and meet the dog, to come and meet a dog which was a potential match on the Saturday. We met Kev and loved him, taking him home that same day. My mum, sister and future mother-in-law had all said Kev was a sign from Dad, or that Dad had surely sent him to us after he passed. We won't ever know, but this is a super comforting thought. The hole that Dad left was gaping, but there was a new space of love and happiness that was growing next to it when Kev came into our lives. It's been lovely to see my mum and sister love our dog so much, but I would have loved to have seen my dad with him. It makes me laugh sometimes thinking about Dad walking Kev. I can vividly hear my dad making jokes like, oh, doesn't he smell? And I can fully imagine him excitedly pulling Dad along on a walk. Although we won't ever know how Dad would have been with our dog or if he ever sent him to be with us, I know that he would have loved it and would have been so happy for us. I think that's such a beautiful story. And I honestly think that a pet after somebody has died is actually like such an amazing therapy because they are just so calming. Like we got Rosie last year and she has just made life so much brighter. She's a little cocker spaniel and I always think that my mum would have been absolutely besotted by her. She would have loved her. But I do think there is just something so innocent and lovely about pets and, you know, cats and dogs in particular. And it must feel really nice to kind of, you know, I think it's so good to have things that are signs from people. I think it's nice that we can kind of carry that with us. And I also love your dog's name, Kevin. Brilliant. The next message I'd like to share is from Cindy. And she said, "My mum and dad, Yasmin and Adam, were such a brilliant and caring couple. They were both doctors and I wish they were here this year to see me get into dental school. I know they would have been so proud of me and I wish they were here to see me graduate. I love you both so much and this one's for you. Cindy, congratulations. That is amazing. What a huge, huge feat to achieve. And I have no doubt that both Yasmin and Adam are going to be beaming with pride at you at what you've achieved. So well done. And one from Alex. "I lost my dad, who was also my best friend, in April to COVID. It has been horrible to say the least, but I want to tell him that I'm going to graduate college this semester. I did it for him, and that our cat Charlie is living the best life with me. I'm also taking good care of my little brother, and every day I wake up because I know that's what he would want me to do." Alex, thank you so much for sharing, and I'm so, so sorry to hear that you lost your dad this year, during what has been such a difficult year. The fact that you're even listening to the podcast right now and you even sent that email is huge and amazing. And your little brother is so blessed, and so is your cat Charlie. Elsie also messaged and said, "I'm 21 and I lost my mum 11 years ago. I'd love for her to know that I moved into my own place this year with my boyfriend of nearly 3 years and we've adopted two cats. I just wish that she was here to witness it all." Thank you so much for sending in your kind of happy moment from this year. I think moving into your own place is huge and that is super exciting. I have no doubt that your mum will be, I don't know, there in spirit, in like the little things that you do. Yeah, I think moving into your own place is huge. So congratulations. This year, I suppose I will share my own submission. So my name's Kat and my mum died 5 years ago. My favourite memory of her is all of the times that she would say hello to me by saying, "Hello, beautiful girl." Like, she would always call me beautiful girl, and I never thought much of it, but now I wish that I had a voice recording of her doing it. Or when she would come and just lie down next to me, just have a chat, and I would think it was really annoying. But now I just realised that she just wanted to talk, and I'm grateful that I had those opportunities. This has been a big year for my family, and there is so much that I wish that I could share with my mum. My brother Pete is a dad now to two amazing boys that, like, they would fill my mum's heart with so much love. I, as well, like a couple of you guys, have bought my own house, and I really could have done with her help in making it a home. My dad is doing okay. He's missing my mum a lot, and both of us could really do with her coming back and telling him off for not cleaning the house enough. I'm pretty sure I do my dad's head in with everything that I say about cleaning the house. Thank you so much for all of you that emailed me and messaged me to share your like happy moments from this year. I think it's amazing that there are so many people that have had so many wonderful things happen to them. It's easy to kind of get caught up in the shadows of this year and just think it's all been terrible. I'm sure we can all pinpoint even just a moment when we felt happy or grateful or blessed or just kind of grateful to be alive. If any of you are listening to this and you want to share some of your own memories over the festive season, then please drop me an email or a message on Facebook or Instagram, and I will do my best to share all of them online over the next week or two, kind of whenever I'm online. I do think it's really important that we take this time of year to remember the happy times during what has been so difficult. So yeah, I would really love to share some kind of happy thoughts and memories from this year. Please also don't forget to take some time out for you. We're rarely ever in touch with our own thoughts and feelings, and whenever we have nothing to do now, we just use our phones to distract us. So this Christmas, I'm going to try and have a few minutes each day with like zero distractions, just to allow myself to feel everything and not kind of keep it pushed down. Hopefully you might find doing something similar useful as well. And finally, as we have kind of approached the end of this year, I obviously have to say a huge thank you to all of you that have come onto the podcast and shared your stories with me. I honestly could not be more grateful. The podcast wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Also, thank you to those of you that listen. Again, it wouldn't be here if none of you listened. And the people that have reached out and messaged me to say that it's useful and that it's helped them in their grief journey. Honestly, those messages keep me going, because as I'm sure you can imagine, this is a really difficult thing to do week in and week out. And I don't really get to escape my grief, I suppose, like some people do. But yeah, hearing that it's making a difference is huge. So thank you. And also, I have to give a huge shout out to those of you that have signed up and donated to the future of the podcast this year. Again, I could not keep it going without you. I can't afford to keep it going. And just any kind of donation, all of you that signed up as a patron to the podcast or give me a one-time donation, I am super, super grateful. And I would just like to say this year, if you do have any spare cash, you know, what you would spend on a coffee every month, just like £2, if you could donate that by my Patreon program, it would mean the world to me. If you would just rather do a one-time donation, you can do that via my GoFundMe page as well. That would just be so helpful. And if you would like to share your story and join me as a guest on the podcast, then please don't hesitate to reach out. But just note that we do go into a lot of depth and detail on the podcast, and it's really important to me that we try and make it as positive and as uplifting as possible, and that we highlight that there is a future in grief, especially for those that are at the beginning of their journeys. It's not all doom and gloom, you know, there are some beautiful things as well that come from everything that we've experienced, and there are also some bad things, but I think it's important that we share the good with the bad. And all of you that have come onto the podcast, you've done such a great job of doing that, and I am unbelievably grateful. So final note is that I'm sending all of you so, so, so much love this year. This will be my final episode of the year until we start back in the new year. And I just hope that you get through this Christmas.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Deborah Ankle Podcast. I so hope that you've enjoyed it and you found some comfort in the stories that you've heard here today. As always, I would just like to remind you that neither myself nor any of the guests that come onto the show are healthcare professionals. Therefore, if you do find yourself struggling with your grief, I highly recommend that you seek out professional help, whether that be from your GP or from the numerous charities out there that are available to you. Please also remember that you can reach out to us at any time on Instagram at DPC Podcast, on Facebook at The Dead Parent Club, and you can email us at dpcpodcast@hotmail.com. Alternatively, you can check out our website, where a resources page is also available at www.dpcpodcast.co.uk. Also, please don't hesitate to contact me if you want to get involved in the podcast in any way, whether that be coming onto the show or to write a blog for us as well, if coming onto a podcast isn't your thing. Thank you so much once again for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.